we celebrate the feast day of the Epiphany, I wanted to focus in on the gifts that the Magi brought to Christ. You know, each one of those gifts has symbolic value. And I think as we come before our Lord, it's important for each one of us to bring those gifts as well. So the first gift is gold. We'll now be collecting gold in the collection plates for anyone, in addition to cash and checks. But gold is symbolic of kingship. You know, you give gold to a king. And so I think a good question for us to ask is whether Jesus Christ is truly the king of our lives. You know, does he truly reign? I think there's a big difference between someone who just follows the Lord's commandments when it's convenient for them, or when they agree with them. And then when it's inconvenient or they don't agree with something, they just disregard it and do whatever they want. Well, in that case, they're putting their own desires as first and foremost. They're not really living under the kingship of Jesus Christ. Or sometimes people just go through the practice of the faith and they give lip service to it without actually conforming their behavior to the Lord's commandments. You know, this plays out in different ways. It plays out with vocations. You know, our young people, when they make a decision as to what they're going to do with their life, are they concerned with what they want? And is it what I want to do with my life? Or do they ask the question, Lord, what is your will for my life? You know, whatever vocation it is, whether it's the married life or the priesthood or the religious life or single life, whatever it is, or whatever in particular the Lord is calling us to do, are we open to the will of Jesus Christ for our life? It plays out with morality. You know, do we abide by all the moral teachings of the church? Do we live by those? And do we conform our behavior to the teachings that Christ gives us through the church? Or do we disregard the ones that we don't like? And it plays out in our priorities, you know, where we put our time and our energy. You know, do we focus on what's truly important to our Lord? You know, our path to holiness, becoming saints, growing in virtue, leading other people to Christ, extending the kingdom of God. Is the salvation of our family and the people around us the highest priority in our lives? Or is this simply an afterthought when we're concerned with other things? So I think the first question we can ask is whether Jesus Christ is truly the king of our lives. And what greater gift do we have that we could give to our Lord than allowing him to reign within us, to allow his sacred heart to be the king of our lives? The second gift is frankincense. Now, frankincense signifies divinity. Incense is used in religious rituals in order to honor God. I think it's entirely possible for someone to come to church every Sunday of their entire lives, sit in the pews for an hour, and then leave without ever truly worshiping God. That's entirely possible. You know, certainly the Mass is the perfect act of worship, but whether an individual is engaging in that worship or not is a different question. And it's entirely possible for someone to pray every day and just say prayers by rote memorization and never actually get to the point where they're worshiping God. And so what is worship? You know, worship requires an inner act where we give our hearts and our souls over to praise, adoration, and thanksgiving of God. So when we acknowledge that everything that we have comes from God, and that we don't merit any of it, but our very existence, every breath that we breathe this day, you know, all the grace that we've received through the sacraments, the fact that we're part of the church, that we can receive the bread of life, immortality, all these gifts that the Lord gives to us, do we thank him? You know, that's part of what worship is when we make an interaction where we're giving thanks to God. You know, do we adore him and praise him for who he is, for his goodness to us, for the fact that he's merciful? And even when we sin against him time and time and time again, he's still there to forgive us. And he doesn't abandon us. He doesn't turn his back on us. You know, do we give him thanks and praise and adoration for who he is? And so there's a big difference between just coming to church and sitting in the pews and leaving an hour later versus making an interior action where we're worshiping God. Do we give him homage for who he is, the God beyond all of our comprehension, a God of infinite majesty who knows everything, sees everything, is present everywhere, and the God of glory and majesty, do we give him homage? And then the third gift, the gift of myrrh. You know, myrrh was a fragrant spice used to embalm dead bodies. It was foreshadowing the death that Christ would undergo. It's symbolic of mortality and sacrifice. We should never come to Mass empty-handed. There's a visionary, her name was Catalina, and she had these, this is private revelation, but she had these visions of the Mass where Jesus Christ and the Blessed Virgin Mary was actually instructing her as to what was happening during Mass. And at the offertory, you know, where we do the collection and we bring the gifts up, the bread and wine that we offer before the altar, what Catalina saw as she was witnessing the Mass was she suddenly saw the entire church filled with angels. And it was the guardian angels of every individual that was in that church. And she saw the angels ascending to heaven at that moment. And they had these golden bowls in their hands. And out of these bowls, there was this radiant gold and white light. And she was told that those golden bowls were the prayers and the offerings of the people who were there at Mass. But there were a lot of guardian angels that had nothing in their hands. And she was told that the people they were the guardians of brought nothing to offer at Mass. And so those angels had nothing to present before the throne of God. And so I think it's important when we come to the Mass, especially at the offertory, to make an offering to God. And what is it that we offer? Well, one of the things that we offer up is all of the sacrifices that we make. You know, what do we mean by the sacrifices? Well, for children, you know, when their parents ask them to do something that they don't want to do, and they do it willingly, as an act of obedience, that is a sacrifice that we can offer up, an acceptable sacrifice to the Lord. Or for a spouse who does something that their spouse asks them to do, even when they don't want to do it, and they do it without complaining, that's a small sacrifice that we can offer up to the Lord. When we fulfill our responsibilities of our daily life, when we do those diligently, even when we don't want to do them, and we don't complain about them, but we do them faithfully, that's a sacrifice that we can offer up to the Lord. When we willingly embrace suffering, for suffering from an illness or some sort of injury, and we accept that willingly, or when we accept slander or insults that people offer or that people aim towards us, and we accept those willingly with forgiveness in our hearts, those are sacrifices that we can offer up to the Lord. And I guarantee you, if you're paying attention in our daily lives, there's probably dozens of things that we could come across in our daily life every day. There's probably dozens of things that we could offer up as a sacrifice. But if we don't pay attention to those, if we're not aware of those, we can miss those. And if we don't bring them to Mass, then we have nothing to offer. But if we do bring those, that can be an acceptable sacrifice to the Lord. So in this Epiphany, I encourage you to make a commitment never to come before God empty-handed, but to always bring him gifts, and not just any gifts, but the best gifts and the greatest gifts that we could possibly offer him. Gift of kingship, allowing Jesus Christ to reign in our lives, to offer our lives to the kingship of Jesus Christ. Second, to offer him true worship as an interior action of praise and adoration of God, and to offer him our sacrifices.